talks about Aroa Carey, one who's had a seminal mission. So he is, because of Tachanas Ezra, which the mission is going like in this mission here, he can't be involved in the Davarship of Kedusha, leading out Rabbi Yehuda, davening and Krishma, and so. That applies, as you'll see from this mission, to women also. That's a little known fact, I guess, right? A little known fact. But to come in contact, physical contact, with semen is a big enough, that's part of Ezra's takana. And therefore, if a woman is a mishameshes, she's recently been with her husband and she came in contact with semen, or if she's a poletishech lazera, it's now come out of her, even like a day or two, up to 3 days later, so that recontacting her makes her into like a, I can't call her balas keri, but the point is that she's got this, the problem of being in contact with semen, and therefore she's going to have to go to the mikvah if she wants to do davar shel kedusha like him also. There's no other way to read the Mishnah, even though I think people are like, whoa, no one ever mentioned that one to me. What can I tell you? I had the same thought, but that's how it is. So now, the question is going to be, what's going to be like this? If a person has two competing tumas, and the going to the mikvah will only get rid of one of them, does he have to go for both in the case of the Baal Keri? So I'll see inside now. First case is a Zav. Zav is a man. Zava is a woman. Zav is a man who has like an emission out of him. The Arshrol translated as like an uncommon or unusual seminal emission. My read of the Gemara there, Nida, is that it's not semen necessarily.
Blood.
Sorry?
Blood.
No, it's not blood. No, it's like it looks like whitish, but it looks like, I don't know what, it looks like, the Gemara uses a mashal and like of egg whites and beet egg whites, and so it's not blood, it's definitely some fluid. But the article says it's like unusual semen or something like some lashon. By me, it seems Zav is necessarily some other emission. You often see translated into Sunstino, if I remember correctly, translated as a gonorrheal emission. I don't know if it's pus, I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, it's not blood. It's a tuma. It's a source of tuma. Whatever causes it, it's, here's the point. It doesn't come as an ejaculate. It doesn't come out from an avrachai, from an erection. It oozes out of you. Oozes out. So it's unhealthy. It's not a good situation. It's not a seminal emission. It's like some oozing out of you. Whatever the fluid is the fluid. But the point is, and it's called zav. Now, if you see it, if a man sees such a thing twice, he's now tamei, and it's a 7-day tuma. That's the point, okay? After seeing it twice, he's got a 7-day tuma on his hands. He has to count the 7 days. Women are a zava, has, it's indeed blood. I don't get into that world right now. But the point is, it's a similar 7-day counting thing. And if you have the third time, bring a korban also. Either way, after 2 times of seeing it, he now has to wait 7 days to become tahor. So what happens if in day 3, he also is roa keri? So now he's tamei already, and he's now also a baal keri. So now what's he going to... Question is, does he have to go to the mikvah to get rid of the... for Ezra and get rid of the keri, even though, as far as tuma tahor goes, that doesn't help him anything. He's a zav, is a very strong, severe source of tuma. It doesn't help, and a baal keri is very life form. That's the question. So what in such a case? Or another case, we'll have 3 cases here. Anida, similar, she's also tamei, of course. Shepalta shichva zera. Someone asked the kind of the not difficult question. Well, how could she be a poleta shichva zera? How could semen come out of her if she's Anida? The answer is okay. So on Monday she was with her husband, on Tuesday she became Anida, and on Wednesday it came out of her. Not so complicated.
What's shepalta?
Polet means to spit out, literally, to emit.
Emit.
You have the lashon, for example, by kashrus. You say when you want to kashrus, you have to get the bliya's absorption to be to polet, expel them. So she's poletes. Right, so one, again, similar question. Or a Misha Meshes, even the other way, which is even a bigger fetish, she's a Misha Meshes, so she first touched semen, which would now make her need to go to the mikvah, right? And then she was Ras and Nida, then she could Nida. The reason that's even a bigger fetish is going to be because, like, she could have fixed herself up and didn't. She missed that opportunity. That's even a bigger fetish. Because if she would have gone to the mikvah, she would have actually rid herself totally of Tumah and become Tahor before the new Tumah of Nida set in. In all those cases, Sarich and Tevila, the Tanakhama says, Ezra said, you got to do it. It's nothing to do with Tumah and Tahara. You got to go to the mikvah because you got to go to the mikvah. It doesn't have to do with, you know, becoming Tahor all over again. And Rabbi Yehuda says, forget it. Rabbi Yehuda, we see it as makel on as the whole way through, says, no, you don't have to go. Fine. Very good.